Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and distorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there. Again, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have Bradley Dean here coming at you live, actually from the state of Florida right now. If you want to call in at any time, you can. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. You can also check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page, please. Also, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. And one more time, if you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be, to say the least, when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. We all know this. And we're all going to hold to the Word of God and to the U.S. Constitution because, again, friends, here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, we all acknowledge that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. And that came directly from the 7th president of the United States of America named Andrew Jackson. So, folks, much to cover here. And what's happening right now, and I've led into this several times, but we never went full bore. But what we can see happening on a global basis here, friends, is the fact that we have a small minority of corrupt individuals, evil, wicked devils, John 8:44. That are doing the biddings of their master, Satan himself, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. And they are trying to create a world without God. And I'm here to remind you again that that will never happen. And the seed of the righteous is forever. And the way that the Lord has established this earth will abide it until the Lord says, it's time to say no more. I need to now send my son back and bring judgment upon the heads of the wicked and establish righteousness and peace forevermore. So that's where we're at right now. And one of the things that I've continuously reiterated here, friends, is the fact that the Lord is looking to his church right now because while Americans are waiting for the Lord to fight their battles, and yes, it's scriptural that, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit saith the Lord, and that he does fight our battles before us, there comes a time to understand that there's also a time to fight. And that's where we're at, 1 Timothy 6:12, and it's called the good fight of faith. But Americans are waiting for God to do for them that which God has commanded them to do in keeping his commandments, statutes, and judgments to establish them upon the heads of the wicked. And again, let me reiterate the point, Luke 12:2, when the Lord brings these things to the light, that's a mercy to us that he brought it to the light. Now he looks to the church to deal with the wicked. And, oh, my goodness, friends, if there's one thing that the said globalists fear, it is just this. They're scared to death that you're going to figure out, friends, that they are limited. But you got to keep in mind, they work for a deluder. They work for the liar. And the only thing that he has within him is lies, because there's no truth in him, as Jesus rightly said. So once you begin to understand how they operate, and that's through deceptive measures and causing you to believe that there's a lot more of them than there is you, I'll tell you what, that's what's going to put a chill up their spine, and that's what's going to put them in check. But I wouldn't say that that's where we need to stop. I say where we need to stop, friends, is when we bring judgments upon all of their heads individually and corporately to teach others also that they may fear God, Proverbs 6:16, in committing the crime. Now, I also want to equate that over to Deuteronomy 19:19, as well as Deuteronomy 4:6, where it tells us that is our wisdom when we obey the Spirit of God and the Lord God of heaven. It's time for us to bless God, Americans. Let me say it that way. We've been listening for years and decades in this country, God bless America. Well, you all the well know that the Lord has blessed America. Now it's our turn to bless him and obeying him and following him directly concerning his commandments. And remember, they're not suggestions, friends. They are commandments in fact. So one of the things I wanted to cover is a lot of people are trying to figure out what this is all about. If you're on social media platforms, you're going to see this perfectly. It's pretty bizarre. They're noticing that animals are walking in circles all across the globe right now, and they just, for the life of them, can't figure out what the situation is. The People's Daily right here is showing these sheep continuously walking in circles. As a matter of fact, friends, just to show you how extreme it's gotten, it's happening all over the world, and it's also not just happening on the land, but it's also happening in the water. The fish are doing the same thing. And these are just little excerpts from what's happening. This is the fish right here that are, in fact, going in circles. And if you're one of those conspiracy theorists that believe that the 5G had anything to do with controlling the populace, not just humans but also animals, well, you've been now vindicated, because that's exactly what people are equating this to. And you all well know DARPA is involved with what's going on here, the 5G towers that are being put up all over the place. And again, keep in mind, friends, just think about all those guys that are putting up those 5G towers. Isn't it interesting how they're telling you that they're just doing their job? Well, just think if they didn't do their job, this wouldn't be happening right now. And yet it is happening. I'm showing on the screen right now on social media platforms right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, how fish are swimming in circles, how sheep are walking in circles. And this not just happening in the United States. This is happening on a global basis right now. Here's a pond of fish that are literally just going in circles. And obviously they're testing in certain areas to see what they can get these animals to do. Now, just imagine what they're getting people to do. And we're all aware of MK Ultra, but my goodness, folks, this surpasses that by leaps and bounds on so many different levels, to say the least. But again, people are trying to figure out where this is all coming from, and I can't say that they're speculating. I believe that they're hitting the nail on the head when they're asking the question, again, as to where this is happening, but again, they're equating this to 5G. And this is insane when this sort of stuff takes place, for the people to sit back and continue to speculate as to what this may be. Again, this is all the more reason we need to stand up and get answers now concerning what's going on. You can also include that of Deuteronomy 28:24 concerning geoengineering, and that of none other than chemtrails.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We got Marty calling in from Texas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Marty. What can we do for you, my friend?
Well, Tim, I was just wondering if we have any representation down in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, this is Bradley Dean. This isn't Tim. Tim does the morning show, brother.
I'm sorry.
6 o'clock in the morning. We're good. Hey, folks, so let's get back to this. If you want to call in, you can. The number's 1-866-582-9933. Again, what we're showing you right now, friends, is what is taking place on a global basis concerning animals going in circles, bizarre activity, to say the least. And what I want to do is I want to show you some other stuff that's very bizarre as well and very telling concerning the times in which we live, because what we're seeing, friends, is a majority of the people on a global basis are sitting back waiting for the bad guys to make their next move. And guess what, friends? They're making their next move. And sad to say, it's happening now. It's not happening in the near future. It's not happening in 6 months. It's not happening 10 years from now. I know that over and over and over again, we've reiterated the point that there's no more road to kick the can down. Well, folks, we're in those times right now. To say the least, in so many different ways. Look at this. You guys all remember when Justin Bieber, as if to suggest anybody really cares about what Justin Bieber is doing, but just to show you how this is happening right before our eyes, and it also shows you that those that are doing the biddings of their taskmaster, Satan himself, that he has no care for them in any sense of the word. But you all remember when Justin Bieber, he went out and he got his shot, didn't he? He got his experimental jab, and before you knew it, he was doing these little social media platform blurbs, and what he was doing is showing everybody about how he had, in fact, had Bell's palsy in his eye. What was happening, friends, is he would talk to you, And while he was talking to you, his eye would sit there and one eye would go down while he's continuously trying to talk to you. And I'm not laughing at him, friend. I'm just saying that it is just ridiculous that these people don't realize that Satan charges a lot more than they want to pay. And he keeps them a lot longer than they want to stay. That's why the message here is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew 3:2. Why? Because, folks, look what's taking its toll. This is Justin Bieber going around telling everybody about how, you know, he doesn't know what's happening to him. He doesn't know what's going on. And yet when he speaks, his left eye would shut spontaneously. So what he did is he rescheduled himself in his touring date to a different time because he wasn't going to basically endure the embarrassment of what was going on. Well, you also remember that his wife, Hailey Bieber, at the same time, shortly thereafter, she got her experimental jabs. Guess what started happening, friends? She started getting mini strokes. And do you think that these people would put two and two together concerning the issues in which they are now facing? Because it's not like they can run from the scenario in which they're placed in at any time any longer. They are in it, and they are going to have to deal with it. Now, Justin Bieber's wife, not only dealing with mini strokes and him, Bell's palsy, but his wife now is finding cysts on her ovaries. So, folks, again, how they're suppressing this information blows me away, to say the least. You guys all remember this guy? This is the one I just highlighted the other day. He's the guy that got married, and right after he got married, he died shortly thereafter. His name is Jake Flint, right? Well, you know what's interesting about this, and once again, it shows you that those that are doing the enemy's bidding, they have not a care for one another, friend. There's no love involved. After Jake Flint died, his publicist took to the airwaves immediately. And the mainstream media is right there to pick up his propaganda because they all want you to know, namely Jake Flint's publicist, that the singer's sudden death had nothing to do with the COVID vaccine 19 vaccine. Well, I don't understand. If it wasn't the COVID vaccine concerning COVID 19 vaccine, then why is it that they have to tell us that it wasn't the COVID 19 vaccine? Are they not telling you what, in fact, is responsible for the death of Jake Flint? Oh, and some may say, well, Bradley, that's speculation. No, it's not. Because Jake Flint has pictures all over social media platforms where it shows you his COVID-19 vaccine little report card. It's exactly what took him out. And for his publicist to get up and say it had nothing to do with the COVID-19 vaccine shows you how willing that they are to accommodate others in trying to censor the information that's literally responsible for a genocide on a global basis. Now, again, we're not speculating in any sense of the word. It's right here. Oh, wait a second, folks. Look at this. Green Book actor, brand new, Frank Vallelonga Jr., found dead in the Bronx. He was only 60 years old. Now, am I saying that every single one of these individuals died from the vaccine? No, I'm not saying that, but I am saying, folks, these are questions that you're going to have to answer because I think things are pretty telling, don't you? Well, here's another one. Can't make this stuff up. Not looking for it. It's the first thing that pops up, friends, on social media platforms. You guys all know who Dog the Bounty Hunter, right? Well, his co-star, his right-hand man, David Robinson, dies at the age of 50. All in the same time period, friends. I'm not done there neither, and I'm not being facetious, folks, but this is also what popped up. Rest in peace, Brad William Hankey from Justified in Orange Is the New Black. He's a former NFL player who turned actor. Well, guess what, folks? He died mysteriously, too. And it's interesting because what we're hearing over and over and over again is we don't know what happened to him. The cause of death is unknown. Well, Bradley, you said that yesterday. Yep. and I said it the day before, and I said it the day before, and I said it the day before, and I said it the day before. For the last year and a half, in the last 3 years, we warned to prevent what is now happening in this country and on a global basis concerning people that are just falling over. Here's another one for you, friends. This is brand new. Two-time CY Young Award winner Gaylord Perry, he dies. Now, some of these are well-aged people, but folks, again, pay attention to the time era as to when these things are taking place. That was just last night and this morning, and one more maybe you haven't caught on to as well is one of the female singers for Fleetwood Mac, she mysteriously dies too. And the cause of death, friends, they just don't know. Now, the reason I keep saying this over and over again, because, friends, Amos 3 is coming alive on so many different levels. People are passing. Matter of fact, we even have my friend Mike Adams from Natural News. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but Mike just reported, friends, that over 100,000 people a month are dying in the United States of America. Why isn't this headline news? How come nobody's talking about these things, friends? Do you not understand that you are empowering them? You are adding strength to these guys that want to genocide you as well? Do you understand that the information that I'm giving to you right now, friends, impedes their way to do it again? And the guys that are doing the things that we're doing on national radio platforms, we need your help. This isn't a joke. And, friends, isn't it interesting what things are transpiring even now? Because what they're doing is they're basically cutting down the ranks, aren't they? I watched a documentary the other day of the woman inside of the military. She said that she believes that in 5 years we are not going to have a standing army. There's no time, friends, to kick the can down the road. This is happening right now, and these are the things that nobody wants to talk about. Mike Adams just reported life insurance companies are sounding the alert, warnings over nearly 100,000 excess deaths per month happening right now in the United States of America. And we want to talk about different topics right now. We want to just act like this isn't actually happening right now until it comes to me and my front door and my family, Amos 6-3, because you can rest assured it's coming around again, Americans, if it's not put to stop. A full stop. And justice is brought forth. Bradley, you say this constantly, this justice thing. Yes, I do. Because without you standing up and bringing justice upon the heads of the wicked, you can rest assured it is going to come to your front door. You can rest assured that everything I'm telling you right now is going to be brought back to your remembrance and the things that you were warned of long ago. It's coming, folks. It's definitely coming. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Joe Biden said Thursday he's willing to speak to Russian President Vladimir Putin about Ukraine in coordination with NATO allies. But National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says they have no plans to talk currently.
Putin has shown absolutely no inclination to be interested in dialogue of any kind. In fact, quite the contrary.
He says that Putin indicates he wants to continue the invasion. Californians are remembering the 7th anniversary of a terrorist attack in San Bernardino Friday. Authorities say 14 people died and 22 were injured after two terrorists opened fire during a work training event at an inland regional center in 2015. A virtual event is taking place where the shooting happened. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. We are USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We're asking the question, well, Bradley, what does Amos 3 have to do with the topics and what you're highlighting right now? Well, the Bible says, there shall be many dead bodies in every place, and they shall cast them forth with silence. Isn't that what's happening? Yeah, it's exactly what's happening. Being done in silence, they're acting like this is the norm. Instead of people standing up and taking to the streets, and lawfully dealing with these criminals, they don't have the right to act outside of their scope of authority, friends. They don't have a right. There's no law that gives them the right to do the wrong things. The American people are back to sleep again. Waiting for the bad guys to do it again on a different day. Have you ever even heard of anything such as that? I remember, and I thought about this morning, it's interesting how every country deserves the government it has. It totally does. It totally does. And if you read Jeremiah 5:21, you'll understand that. You know, one of the things that I noticed, too, and I'm shifting gears a little bit here, I notice how people, they play down the judgment of God. And those that are in Christ, they pass the judgment. Because we've been washed from our sins in the blood of Jesus Christ, Revelation 1:5. And we can stand before him in his righteousness because we have his robe upon us. And we have put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. It's incredibly disturbing that people play down the judgment of God and act like it is no big deal. Everything's good. I'm coming in regardless. You know, Martin Luther, the great reformer, said that the man that's ready for judgment is the man that longs to be free from his sin. Well, that includes your brothers, because we know that by this, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. And yes, we are our brother's keeper. And knowing that we're in such times, if we're not outside blowing this into the microphone or megaphones or into the trumpets warning the people concerning the impending danger and judgment that's upon this country right now, I'm trying to figure out how it is that you'd be so at ease and so lax about the judgment of God. Because the judgment is pointed at people such as yourself that are at ease. As a matter of fact, in the book of Amos, it tells us, woe to them that are at ease in Zion. Those that call themselves Christians, those that are at ease. And it also tells us in the book of Amos that those that call themselves Christians and do nothing about what he's commanded you to do, he said that you'll be the first ones to go to the sword. But that still doesn't move people that are dead in their sin. It seems to me the people that hear that and that see that are those that are quickened by the Holy Ghost to understand that, at least in part. I'm bewildered. I'm confounded at the biblical illiteracy that I see out there. It tells us in Revelation 20, verse 11. Let's just get a picture of this real quick. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away. And there was found no place for them. This is those that go to the judgment. Those that think that they're okay, you can rest assured you're not okay. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to what? According to what they didn't do, and according to what they did do. Let's hold Scripture, friends, before our eyes and understand that we're in some very serious times. This isn't a game. Folks, before we know it, it's all over with. I like to ask old people that are in their 70s, 80s, maybe even their 90s, what was it like when you were, you know, 5 years old, 10 years old? Without fail, 8 times out of 10, oh, I can remember it like it was yesterday. Just like it was yesterday. Well, you know, what are folks doing with the dash between the time that they're born and the time that they die? Because one thing we know is we're supposed to redeem the time, and we don't get the time back. Once the time goes, we can never get it back. We can never get it back. I wonder how much or how many of us are going to stand before the Lord on Judgment Day and saying and looking upon him. And what I'm even thinking about now comes to my aid. If you remember the movie back in Schindler's List, do you remember when Schindler saved all those Jews from the Holocaust? And do you remember what he did when he seen all the people that he saved? Do you remember how broken he became? And he said, I could have sold this for another person, and I could have sold this for another person. If I would have just did this, I could have got more people. Do you remember that? I bet we're all going to do that. You know, I don't know, maybe I'm just outside of myself, but I think that's where we're supposed to be as Christians anyways. Not in our strength, but in his. Not in our mind, but in his. And asking greater works and greater things than what we've asked for in the past or even in the present. But maybe we need to ask the Lord to empower us to do that which exceeds his call in each and every one of our lives. Because I constantly think about King David. And what he said, forsake me not in Psalm 71 until you show my generation your strength. I think of what Jesus said when he said, greater works will we do than he did because he goes to the Father. That's pretty awesome, isn't it? I think it is. I think that's the way we should be asking. It's for greater things than we. You see, because what we do is we look at ourselves and our abilities and we equate God to be in that box. God's not in that box. God is the one that said, and I'm talking about the God, my Father, that said, call unto me and I'll answer and I'll show you great and mighty things in which you know not. When I think of Scripture, I think of the Lord saying that he looks to and fro upon those on the earth so he can show himself strong on their behalf. And he said to those whose hearts are perfect towards him, Lord, perfect that which concerneth each and every one of us, that we might ask. If you look at any man of God throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament, they always exceeded a million times more than what they could have ever dreamed of within their own strength or provisions in every given scenario. So moving forward, you know, one of the things that we see in Matthew 4:19 is Jesus said, follow me and I will cause you to become fishers of men. But I want to propose this to you. I brought it up the other day in part, and I want to do the next segment and a half here in highlighting this. When you look to Samuel, do you remember that God called Samuel when he was serving Eli in the temple? Do you remember when God called Moses that he was tending the flocks for his father-in-law, Jethro? Do you all remember this? This is all scriptural. Do you remember when God called Isaiah that he was in the temple as well? Amos was called when he was tending the flocks. If you remember right, David was called when he was tending the sheep. Notice they're all doing something. Notice when Elijah anointed Elisha that he was plowing the ground. And when we see his disciples, the question that we all have to ask ourselves is, what were the disciples doing? They were all fishing before he called them, weren't they? They were doing something, weren't they? Yep, they were. Yep. See, God doesn't anoint the lazy. Let me say that again. He doesn't anoint the lazy. Folks, you can't drive a car that's not moving, right? Now, that car is good for nothing. So are lazy people. See, the Lord will not anoint a lazy person, but he will condemn that lazy person. And that's their call, not his, because they rejected his mercy. See that? Mercy rejoices against judgment. And who does the mercy belong to? The repentant. A lot of people, and I see this too, especially inside of the church, they all want to go to the top of the building and they want to be the CEO before they ever served in the basement. That's crazy. That's insanity. But that's how people think in this country. Matter of fact, you should see the entitlement attitude today amongst the young people that work in restaurants. I see them all over the country. They have an entitlement mentality. They want to be the CEO of the company, but they don't want to have to clean the toilets. They don't want to have to scrub the floors. Hey, folks, if that's where we all end up in cleaning toilets, we got to be okay doing that. Because if that's the will of the Lord, then that's exactly what we're anointed to do for that particular season. Or maybe even for the rest of our lives. You know, and I think of this too. And again, line upon line, precept upon precept. Folks, let me just stop right there really quick. When I come to the radio show every day, I'm asking the Lord for something too. I'm asking the Lord by the Holy Ghost to teach me something that I didn't know before I did the show. I want impartation. I want that engrafted word which is able to save my soul. I want the end of my faith, even the salvation of my soul. I want to be a partaker of the word too. I'm here to learn. But you ever notice that when you look throughout Scripture from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and you see Jesus in those epistles, isn't it interesting that you see Jesus? Yes, he was compassionate, no doubt. But we're also talking about the same Jesus that went inside of the temple and overthrew the tables, and he took a scourge, a whip, and he started to drive men outside of them, outside of the temple, that made his father's house a den of thieves instead of a house of prayer. I think about when Jesus rebuked the religious people, the Pharisees of the day, those that thought that they were okay. It's interesting how he spent so much time rebuking them and also threatening them with Scripture. Okay, let me say it this way. Do you realize, friends, that if today's message was preached back in our time in the present, back in the day of Jesus, if Jesus preached the way Americans preach today, he would have never been crucified in a million years. And yet everybody looked at him like he's some sort of effeminate pansy with pink booties on, smacking sheep on the backside, when nothing could be further from the truth. I'm going to get back to the other side, and I'm going to point my finger at the responsible
at the Sons
party.
Of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
It's Emmy-winning investigative journalist, nationally published author, and radio host Shad Olson to tell you what I think about my friend and compatriot, Bradley Dean. In the era of the podcast, big talkers are a dime a dozen, or maybe even cheaper than that. Bradley Dean is a patriot who not just talks the talk, but he walks the walk each and every day.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
We were talking earlier about how the globalists are trying to create a world without God, and I'm just here to remind you and the globalists that that's never going to happen in a million years. But there is judgment upon a nation that refuses to obey God. As a matter of fact, the Lord promised that he would turn that nation into hell that forgets him in Psalm 9:16 and 17. And it's exactly what's happening. And why is it happening? And I just, again, I think of the 86% of the people in this country that profess to be something they're clearly not. And I was just highlighting during the last segment, friends, about how people just take lightly the judgment of God. And then I take that and I equate that to the Christ. And I look in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and how the American people have somehow created a Jesus, which is a violation of the second commandment in Exodus 20, that looks just like them. A bunch of effeminate pansies walking around with pink booties on, smacking sheep on the backside. That Jesus doesn't exist. I do know the line of the tribe of Judah. I do know the King of Kings, and I do know the Lord of Lords. But I don't know the Jesus that American people continuously highlight as they continuously create him by picking and choosing scriptures like a bunch of pigeons picking peas. Taking it out of context, putting it together, making it out to be and making him out to be one that looks just like them. And no matter what they do, they're going to heaven. And boy, he's so soft. on sinners, and boy, we got to love them to Jesus, and God has a wonderful plan for you. Folks, all of that is, God does love us through a demonstration, John 3:16. It was all through a demonstration. But how many times did he warn of the impending judgment? 54 times. How come we're not talking about that? And by the way, we're not supposed to fear hell. We're supposed to fear God, Luke 12:4. I seen a guy the other day that he posted, I'm so thankful for Jesus who saved me from hell. No, wait a second. He saved me from my sin to serve him. My objective is that not that I've been saved from hell, but my name's written in the book of life. I mean, where are these people getting the scripture from? I'll tell you, from their pastors who don't read the word of God, who have not the testimonies of Jesus Christ. That's where they get them. Let me lay to your candor what Jesus said to all of us to put his character into perspective here. Jesus said a certain man made a great supper. This is Luke 14, verse 16. And it says that he bade many, he called many, and sent his servants at a supper time to say to them that were bidden, come for all things are now ready. And then what does the Bible tell us in verse 18? He said they all began with one consent to make excuses. Oh my goodness, I see it all the time. I see it all the time. That's why I'm on the radio, friends. I get to hear people's excuses all day long as to why they want me to do for them what they're called to do, as if to suggest we don't have enough to do here. But the Bible says when they were called, they all began with one consent to make excuses. One said, I bought a piece of land. I got to go see it, he said. I can't serve you, Jesus. I pray that you have me excused. Oh, he'll have you excused. Listen carefully. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray that you have me excused. Oh, you're going to be excused. Just hang on a second. And another said, I've married a wife. Oh, my goodness, how prevalent is that today? They say, you know, I first serve God. Then my family. Then this, then that, and you can see who they serve. And folks, I gotta tell you, and I gotta be quite honest about this. I see ministries and anointings on men all over the place that those men forfeit that anointing because they don't want to serve God. They want to serve their wives. And that's not what the Bible says they're supposed to do. How many ministries have been destroyed because of their lack of understanding when it comes to just that? But that was one of the excuses, too, in Luke 14, verse 20. Another said, I've married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor, those that lacked the destitute, or they were destitute of the righteousness of Christ, and maimed and halt and blind. And the Lord said, the servant said unto the Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said, go out into the highways, into the hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For he said, listen carefully for those that don't hold scripture in context, that none of those men that were bidden shall taste of my supper. Jesus said, if any man come to me and hate not his father and his mother and his wife and his children and brethren and sister, yeah, his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Does that mean that you hate them? Well, it should be compared to hate as to your love for God. In other words, he is number one in all that you do. And then, Matthew 6:33, he says, things will be added unto you. God's not telling you to neglect them. He's telling you to love him more than you love these. He said, whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. That's what he said. And then I think of Luke 19, where it tells us, for the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which is lost. Listen carefully. If you have no desires for others to be saved, said Charles Spurgeon, he said, you can rest assured that you yourselves are not saved. That's right. Oh, it's totally right. Keep the guy's sheep, and if you're one of his, you're going to do the same thing that he did for you, to others. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments, right? Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be a propitiation for our sins. And then I think of John 15:13, greater love is no man this, than a man lay down his life for his brethren. Put that into context as well. Because we hear people all the time say, you know what, I'll die for my country, I'll die for my God. Yeah, you will. But more people are willing to die than they are to live for God, to live for their country. And those that are willing to live for God and live for their country, folks, those are the ones that have the Spirit of God. Let the enemy die for what he believes, friends. We've got a job to do. So when we go over to Luke 19:11, what does it say? And as they heard these things, he added and spake a parable, because he was nigh unto Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. He said in parable, Luke 19:12, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. Don't throw your hands up and create doctrines, heretical doctrines that don't exist, and teach men that you're going to be raptured from responsibility. Ain't going to happen. But the Bible says, after he said, occupy till I come, the Bible says in verse 14, but his citizens hated him. And we will not have this man to reign over us. Does it sound familiar, all of you that are at ease today? Isn't it interesting? Then he gives us parable after parable concerning those that took heed to his call and how they gained their giftings. And it's interesting, after those that did, they were faithful with little, therefore they were faithful with much. The Lord said, you've taken the 5 and you made another 5, now reign over 10 more cities. And the Bible says, and that was the joy of the Lord. They found their life in where they were being spent, not the other way around. They weren't finding their life while they were trying to find it. Jesus already said that he who tries to save his life will lose it. And he who loses his life for my sake will find it. But I want you to hear this. Then there was the one that had the one gift, and he did nothing. He said, and another came saying, Lord, behold, here is my pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. But I feared thee, because thou art an austere man. You are a rough guy. Thou takest up that thou layest not down, and reapest that thou did not sow. And he said, the Lord did unto him, out of your own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. You knew to do right, but you did it not. Thou knewest that I was an austere man, taking that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Wherefore then gavest thou the money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required mine own with usury? And he said unto them that stood by, take from the guy that did nothing, and give to the guy that had 10. And he said that unto every one which hath shall be given, and from him that hath not, even that shall he have be taken away from him. But he said, those mine enemies which I should not reign over them, he said, bring them to me. And this is what the Lord said. And he said, slay them. He said, slay them. Oh, really? That's not my Jesus. I know it's not. This is the Jesus of the Bible. That's why you need to repent for your compromise, for your ease, for your excuses that are bringing you where? That are bringing your family where? That are bringing your country where? And first and foremost, bringing your soul where? Directly into the hell that you are allowing to be created, because you sit back and you do nothing. I see it all day long. And I love you enough to tell you what nobody's willing to tell you. The absolute truth. Because the Lord did, and he still is, because the Holy Spirit will not be straight regardless if you like it or not. Love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23. See ya.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.